5. How much candy are you going to eat this morning?
As much as I can. Because my mom's not here to tell me I can't.
First, was today the third or fourth day in a row that you had McDonald's?
Third?
Third day in a row you had McDonald's. And then you chased. What did you get? Some kind of biscuit? A sausage biscuit? Sausage egg biscuit?
Yeah.
Was that it?
Yeah.
Oh, you should have gotten some more.
Yeah, I was kind of in a hurry.
So you got...
I couldn't spend 10 seconds ordering. I needed to keep it to like 7, 8 seconds.
I understand. So then you chase that with Twix. And now you're eating Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Yeah. I think I'm pregnant or something.
Or chocolate circles, as you call them. I think you are, too. I noticed a little pooch there. Chris Casey looks pregnant. In today's Star Magazine.
How dare you?
I'm just JK.
Do I really have a pooch or whatever you called it?
I wouldn't know, man.
Oh, you pretty much...
You wear your shirt so blousy, I wouldn't be able to tell anyway.
You're lost in my eyes every time anyway. You don't look below those.
We're loaded down with Stuke Scoops. Let's pinch it off. Cameron Manheim will be on the Ghost Whisperer. She's replacing Aisha Tyler as Jennifer Love Hewitt's friend.
So she just has a new friend next season?
I guess. Here's my friend. Here's my new friend. She replaces my existing friend who I had. They've already bought the wider cameras and they're ready to shoot.
Ha ha ha.
What?
Nothing.
I said wider. White. Wider. Because she's really pasty.
Oh. That's even less funny.
No. Kevin Federline making USA Today. Congratulations, man. Look at that.
The funny papers?
No. Lifestyle section. Kevin Federline says viewers will be shocked and naysayers surprised at his first live performance in front of a national audience. As a month from now, August 20th, on Fox Television, Kevin Federline will close out the Teen Choice Awards. Yeah, I know. Brittany will be his date to the show. This is my first big event, and I need her support, and I want her support. If she's feeling under the weather because of the baby, obviously she won't be able to be there. But she'll want to be there for me. Wow, that's going to be hilarious to watch.
The teens' reaction?
With the fake planted teens who they always put in the front row to dance around whenever like an act comes on stage?
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're holding signs. Federline is so fine. You know, as they dance around and rock the vote and all that.
Yeah.
There's an election coming up eventually.
2 years?
No, they have the 2006 elections in, midterm elections.
Oh.
They're just the elections that nobody cares about. Except for me. Hi, I'm Matt Stukes.
I don't care?
I believe you should vote, whereas lesser people might say, don't vote. Want to change your opinion on this, Chris? No, I'm just going to eat more of my peanut butter cup.
That's a good impression. I like that.
Come on, go ahead. There you go. How was it?
I just started chewing it.
Well, shouldn't you be able to taste it right away? You don't have to chew it into little bits to be able to experience the flavor.
People are different.
Huh. Interesting. Nicole Richie's just too skinny. You need to lend her some of your Reese's Peanut Butter Cups or Twix. She passed out when she was shopping. She just passed out out of nowhere. They tried to bring her food and she goes, ah! I don't want any. She did take some water, though. I will take some Wawa.
Here you go.
Good God. You're right over there, dude?
Yeah.
Do you have another peanut butter cup left?
Yep.
Wow. Way to ration it out. And you've been wondering all morning which of the Baldwin brothers got hurt bad.
Physically or emotionally?
Both. So here's the question, Chris.
Oh, God.
Which of the Baldwin brothers got injured badly?
I only know two of them.
Better start guessing then.
Alec?
Alec. Alec is your guess?
Yeah.
And? Nope.
That's the buzzer?
It's not Alec.
Steven?
Is it Steven?
Steven.
Nope.
See, I'm all out of Baldwins. Emilio Estevez.
Daniel Baldwin.
Oh.
Remember, he exists.
I have no idea who that is. Is he an actor?
Yes. Daniel Baldwin kind of looks like Alec.
They all kind of look like Alec, don't they?
He crashed his car on a busy L.A. street. Suffered back and neck injuries. His Ford Thunderbird.
Sweet.
Traveling at more than 80 miles an hour, hit two parked cars.
Okay.
And Alec carried him away from the wreckage.
Our next Baldwin Brothers update should come sometime in 2009, shouldn't it?
Yep. Power.